Hey, welcome to Every 6 Sec, a sex and relationship podcast from those least qualified to talk about it. I'm your host, Rhodes Conover, co-host.
I'm also a host. I was going to say, geez.
Yeah.
I'm also a host. My name's Marina Conover. I'm also a host. Hi.
But last names does not mean married.
No, it doesn't. We're not married. That's gross. We're brother and sister. I mean, marriage isn't... I'm not married. I have complicated feelings about it. The point is...
We are not married.
We're not married.
We are brother and sister, so don't have false expectations coming into this podcast.
Please. You'd have a lot of time for expectations because this is, what, episode 2 or something?
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I mean, I assume that this is someone's might be their first listen, you know? So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Cool. Are you, like, fondling things on your desk?
I realized I hadn't set the timer for the episode yet, so I had to start it.
Okay. I just was like... If you need to do that, that's okay, but maybe on your own time.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's not good audio listening to you play with yourself. Your stuff. Play with your stuff.
Thought we said we would move away from only sex jokes.
Okay, fair enough. Rhodes, let's stop talking about that now. Rhodes, have you eaten Häagen-Dazs ice cream?
At some point in my life, yes. Yes, I have had Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
So you understand.
And that is expensive? Yes.
And the, why it's expensive, though?
No.
Because it's so good.
It's okay.
No, 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 no. It is really good. Are you kidding me right now? Have you had chocolate Häagen-Dazs? What?
Question. We have to clarify. Are we talking about Häagen-Dazs ice cream from the Häagen-Dazs official store or Häagen-Dazs like in a tub from Publix?
I think it's probably the same ice cream.
Okay, but what are you thinking of when you're referring to this?
I haven't been to the store very many times. I think they took it out of the mall.
So you're referring to when you got like a tub from Publix?
Uh-huh, like a little pint of it for like $4.
So in that case, the price level is very different. I acknowledge that it's very good, but it's not worth the price. And when I say that, I'm referring to the stuff I get from like the Häagen-Dazs store and where I can spend $13 for 2 ice creams. Hmm. In that case, it's not worth it. But $4 for like a pint doesn't sound... It sounds expensive, but not nearly as bad, depending on the quality.
Yeah, $4 to $5. It's very good. But the point is, this is very good. It's delicious ice cream, and it's worth paying that much money for it because it is so good.
I see. Okay. I was actually really excited about ice cream recently because Publix, which is the local food provider of Naples and Lakeland, they're very good. They dropped their Christmas ice cream flavors. Yes, on October 15th, they dropped their Christmas ice cream flavors for the year, which I'm not even mad about because I just love their Christmas ice cream flavors. They have peppermint stick, which I'm super into, and this like coffee ice cream that has like espresso beans covered in dark chocolate.
Okay.
It's like really, really good. I'm very excited about it. So it's always a good time when that happens.
Well, I'm happy for you. I'm talking more about like the simple, delicious Häagen-Dazs, like just chocolate. Just it's smooth. It's delicious. The level of chocolate. It's not like, oh, it's extreme chocolate or anything. It's just that it's perfect.
Good chocolate. Yeah.
It's exactly just good chocolate. Like perfect chocolate. So like, yes, the reason I bring this up is you and I had talked about this at one point. And you did not understand why people would spend so much on ice cream when you could get, what is it that they sell? Big ice cream. What is that? Quart?
Yeah.
Ice cream for the same amount of money. And I was like, but the point is that this one is so much better. So it's worth it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, I get you. If you have the money to pay for it.
Sure. That doesn't factor. I was going to. I'm trying to get to a metaphor, Rhodes, and you've been taking it very seriously and literally, and making it really difficult. It's a metaphor about sex. Our podcast is about sex.
Oh, I did not. I thought this was genuinely about ice cream. Shit. Okay.
Yeah. Sex.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I don't know. You could get into it. Maybe college students don't have a lot of sex either. But the point...
Yeah, we don't have any money.
...is that I think that when people are talking about, like, sex, they're talking about it in a way... This worked a lot better the first time, Rhodes, when we were talking about this not on the podcast, because you were genuinely trying... You did not understand why the ice cream cost so much more. And I was like, no, it's just so good. And now you're kind of like, yeah, I get it. It's pretty good. And so it doesn't work out so well. The point of the metaphor, the way I thought it was going to work, and you really screwed me on this one. Maybe I should have told you about this before we started recording. But the point of the metaphor was that I was playing the role of a person who... of an allosexual person, or just like a person that gets sex and sexual attraction, but with ice cream, and you are going to be the asexual guy.
Wait, so you get sexual attraction to ice cream?
Wow.
That is genuinely what I think I just heard you say. Maybe I misheard you.
Rhodes, you're doing so many things so bad for me today. As soon as we started recording this, you were like, I'm going to make sure that I make it really hard for Marie to make any of her points.
I think I may have literally misheard you, because like, it doesn't make sense, the words I heard. And the only thing I could translate it to is, I have sexual attraction to ice cream. So I'm assuming that's not accurate. So could you go back and try again?
Oh my God. It's a metaphor. I said that when I started talking. Do you know what a metaphor is? I know you go to science school, but metaphors are a thing, man.
No, I know. But the words you said literally sounded like, I am this type of sexuality, which is like, I love ice cream and want ice cream. And I just am sexually attracted to ice cream. And then you're like, but Rhodes, you do not feel that way about ice cream. And I'm like, yeah, I don't feel that way about ice cream.
If anybody in our family felt that way about ice cream, it would absolutely be you.
Absolutely would be. And that's why I'm surprised by the nature of this conversation, because I feel like you're stealing part of my identity and my sexual attraction to ice cream. So yeah, I am interested in your metaphor. I'm just not getting it. Can we try again?
Okay. Listen. It's a metaphor. In the metaphor, I'm like, ice cream, this good ice cream, it's so worth it. And you're like, I don't get the point. I don't love ice cream the way you do, so I just don't understand. Which is like when people who experience sexual attraction talk to people who don't.
Oh, gotcha. See,
wow.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You introduced sexuality, though, and then used ice cream very close to it. Which
yeah, it's
I don't
a
think
metaphor.
Was necessary. I don't think it was directly necessary for the clarity of that metaphor, is what I'm claiming.
Apparently, but it was necessary because you didn't understand it until I really pared it all down.
No, because you stopped using words close to each other that didn't need to go together.
Rhodes. The point is, straight people think about sex different. God.
They do.
That's the whole point of our freaking podcast.
They do. I think it's interesting. I've had a couple conversations with people. Guy conversations.
Locker room stuff. You're like, oh, I'm going to grab her by the pussy. That's what normal guys talk about.
I heard that he said that, I literally, the only thing I knew how to do in response to that was to literally message my girlfriend and say, I promise you, I have never heard that. And I would never, ever say that. I don't care if it's in a locker room or in real life. Do not listen to the people who say that's okay. But, and for the record, I have not. I wasn't lying. I've never heard that in a locker room or anything that's even remotely close to that.
Probably because you've also never been in a locker room.
I have been in a locker room. I went to a high school for 6 years and
they had locker rooms there.
Yeah. We had gym class.
Oh my God. Did you have gym class?
Yeah. We have laws that we have to abide by.
Oh, right. The last time I took physical education, I was in fifth grade.
I don't know how you got away with that.
It's because I'm a smart kid.
Yeah. I stopped. Also, to be fair though, in sophomore year, the high school was destroyed by a mold investigation, which is not true. But basically we couldn't go in one of the buildings where all our lockers were. And so they just made us use the locker rooms as our lockers. And so I went in there a lot for those reasons, but not for traditional locker room things. I wasn't changing for the big game. I was just getting my books.
Oh, so the story is really pointless and boring then.
No. I mean, I'm saying in middle school, I had straight up locker room conversations, but no, not even locker room conversations. You changed this direction. I never brought up locker rooms.
Okay.
You did
what
this.
Were you trying to talk about?
So basically the point is, I've had conversations with guys about, guy stuff or whatever. And it's interesting to hear kind of the difference in perspective I have with other male people. For example, I've had guys tell me stuff like, I once commented specifically on how crazy I think oral sex is. Like, it just blows my mind. To me, specifically, female people giving a blowjob to a male person. Mm-hmm. That blows my mind. Because number one, to me, sounds awful. Because it just sounds terrible. It doesn't sound interesting to me. But beyond that, not just the inherent, I'm a guy and I'm not interested in that because I'm a guy, you know what I mean? I'm not interested in doing that because I'm a guy, and that's not something you do, I guess. It's not wired in or
whatever.
Sorry,
so you're saying you're not interested in the taking a dick in your mouth side of things?
Correct. Yes. I mean, I don't think I have an inherent objection to being the receiving end of that, I guess. I don't really know. I've never really had as much thought about it, but like specifically, I'm not want to be giving. And I was talking about that with a group of male friends, and they're like, well, that's just because like you're a guy and you can't relate to that. And I was like, no, I don't even mean it like that. I mean like the fact that like that area on either a guy or a girl, I think inherently has just a little bit of
gross
uncleanliness. Yeah. Like it just seems like a little bit gross. Like I don't like, it's like any girl who wants to do that, I have to question a little bit. It's like, you want to put that thing in your mouth? Like really? Like really? I just don't understand at all what would drive you or think that would be good. Maybe even if it's like a thing, maybe if like you're a girl and that's like attracted to you for some reason, it still seems unbelievably disgusting.
Here, let me tell you something. And this I don't think is an asexuality thing. I'm pretty sure that women as a whole are not super into dicks. Like, let's be frank. Girls are not attracted to dicks. What's attractive about a dick? Nothing.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Girls are not attracted to dicks.
Fair. No, I mean, that's what I've gathered from culture too, but they don't seem to mind it as much as a guy does, is all I'm saying. But even that is mind boggling because it's like, they're just so disgusting in so many ways. Like, so like you guys realize that like urine comes out of that thing, right? Like it's disgusting.
Yeah. Dicks are gross, man.
Yeah. And it just blows my mind. And the other guys in this conversation is like, I just don't think you get it. I'm like, I just don't think you get it. Like, like I don't think you understand what your dick has been through, which is very sad because it's like, it's yours. Like, that's just weird.
Wait, they were saying no girls love these things?
They were saying no girls love these things, but like, they were like, maybe you just don't relate to like the reason why they do it because you're a guy. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a fair point to a degree because girls do it and some girls do like it. I know that's true just from culture. And but I can't relate to that at all. And I think they're correct in saying like, yeah, you just can't relate to that part of it, which is true. But I'm saying beyond that part, like it's still fucking crazy.
It is.
Blows my mind.
I agree. Sex is weird. That's the thing is like sex is weird. That's like, okay. And that's one of those things that like, I don't know, one of those early on things where you're like, am I asexual? And it's like, well, I think sex is gross. I've always, you know how when like kids are like, ew, kissing, handholding, gross, and all that stuff. It's like, I've always felt that way, but that didn't go away. Like when other people were like, time to kiss now, I'm interested in having kisses and stuff. I was like, I still think that's kind of gross. You know, it's like one of those warning flags, like, oh, you might be asexual if...
Yeah. And in my experience, just to throw a little different thing out there, it's not that different. It wasn't like I was like, ew, gross, I don't want a part of that. It was like, I don't have any interest in that. But if you were like, you gave me a specific candidate for the job, it would become gross. And I felt bad.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So there's a part of me that was like, well, the concept of kissing sounds like it's good. People talk about liking it. Everyone is talking about how much they want to have them. And it's like, that might be fine. But if I even took the person that I was closest to who was most like the most likely candidate, like this guy's your best friend and people think you're dating. And I was like, can I imagine kissing this person? And it's like, not really. No,
no, thank you.
That sounds kind of bad.
Sounds disgusting. I don't want a part of that. Totally relate. It's like the minute it becomes a very real option, it's like, why would I want to do that? Like, and I felt bad about that in my youth, kind of middle school and high school, because I was like, do I just think that these people are disgusting? Like, do I think these girls are disgusting? No, I don't. I think they're fine people and like they're great friends and I love cracking jokes with them, you know? But I was like kind of conditioned to believe that if I didn't want to kiss a person, I thought they were terrible. If I was like grossed out by that, I didn't like, I mean, that's kind of culturally what you're taught, I think, to a degree. Maybe you didn't experience that the same as I did, but like, it's like, If I thought a girl was like disgusting to kiss, I thought that person was disgusting. But to me, it wasn't that at all. And I think I confuse a lot of people.
Man, is that a guy perspective? Guys are fucked up sometimes.
Maybe. I don't think that was particularly, actually, if anything, I got that more from, I think, female people, to be frank. Cause like, it would be like during the plays and stuff that I did in high school, like I'd have kissed people cause I was often a lead in plays.
I was a lead. Look at me. Guys always get to be leads cause there's not enough guys. Okay.
No, it's true. I'm not saying I'm special. In fact, I was not very good at this at all. I was very bad at my job.
I'm a hashtag confessions of a musical theater ensemble member.
It's not really a confession though, because everyone kind of knows it.
Everyone knows.
But yeah, like, it would be one of those things where it's like, I'd be like, oh, I have to kiss you for this play. All right. I'm not super into that prospect because I don't like kissing people in general. And I think I wouldn't say it like that, but like, it would be clear enough that I wasn't like excited about it or like looking forward to it in some weird way. And I think that sometimes some of the girls would feel kind of, I don't know if like they put down by it, but they seem to like kind of not be happy about that. Like, they almost seemed insulted.
Oh, yes. Well, I get that. That makes sense.
And I wasn't like, hey, I think you're disgusting. I was just like, oh, okay. I'm just not like super into kissing. That just doesn't sound interesting. You're really cool. We hang out. And I really enjoy doing things with you. I just don't want to be like putting my lips on yours. Mm. And they didn't seem to like that. I always felt bad because I didn't dislike them, but it kind of came off like I did.
That's true. I guess you did that kind of stuff in middle school. That was not, my middle school did not have anything like this because I was not a lead in plays that required kissing.
I see. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was in as early as seventh grade and through high school.
Oh man. That's crazy, dude. I never thought about that.
Yeah. It was weird. It was a weird little thing.
That must have been weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Do you remember the time when you were in, were you in Footloose in seventh grade? Was that eighth grade?
Yes.
Seventh grade? Footloose. Remember the time when you were in seventh grade and you were the lead in the play and I was the assistant director, and so I had to coach you and the girl that you were acting opposite about how to act like you were in love and kiss each other?
I don't remember that part. But I remember everything about that except for you coaching us. I probably blocked it out of my memory.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time, I guess. It was cool.
Did you not enjoy it either?
You know what? We never got into the kissing things. Like, we didn't need to do that. I was like, we're not going to get into this. I'm not going to coach you on kissing.
Yeah. Do you know the freaking crazy part about that real quick?
Please.
So our director, who believed that we'd be uncomfortable by it being in seventh grade, not mm-hmm. incorrect, decided that the best way to handle it would be to not tell us we had to kiss, letting us assume we were just leaving that part out of the script, like reasonable middle schoolers in a play, and she decided to tell us like 4 days before the show, which was the worst possible way to handle that. Because we were just like, oh, everything's fine. We just get to act like we're in love and then hug in the great climactic scene.
That's right,
scene.
You guys hugged. God.
That's wonderful. And then it was like, you know what? You're going to kiss. And we're like, eyes got very wide and we're like, shit.
Here, let me tell you something. Can I tell you something?
Okay.
You guys, here's the review of your performance of Footloose. How many years later? 10 years later?
Literally going on 10 years later. Yeah. Okay. It's like 9 or 10 years later.
Hot off the presses. 10 years later, my review of you guys in Footloose. You guys looked like you fucking hated each other and you were so bored of each other.
Really?
Yes.
Darn.
Oh my God. And that song that you guys had to sing, it was like, okay, now hold each other's hands and like sing into each other's eyes because you love each other so much. And you guys are just like, I hate being here. Bring. This girl is not my favorite person. Bring. I don't really like you, Rhodes. Bring. But I guess we're standing here. We don't know what to do with our hands. They're just waving around. Paradise. Middle school.
The opposite of paradise. We're knocking on hell's door.
Yeah. Not knocking. We're there. Oh, man. I, like, tried. You guys, you looked so bored.
We just had no interest. We didn't even know each other prior to this, I don't think. So, like, we'd kind of seen each other around, but, like, it wasn't, like, our friendships. It was like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. I guess you're going to be that character and I'm going to be this character. That's good to know.
That's my kissing noises that you did with each other.
Did we really do those noises?
I hope not.
I hope we did because we all had mics. I really hope
I hope
really,
not. I think I would have remembered.
I hope we sang this song. I hope we sang this song. And it's like, we're bored. And then we go in for a kiss. And it's like,
oh, God, the audio. Okay, let's talk about
cut to black.
You know, you
cut
can't cut to
black.
It doesn't really work the same way in theater.
No, it kind of does. The lights go out.
Yeah,
I guess it's a fade to black.
Fade to black. Brown out.
Smash cut.
Here we go. I never thought about that. You had to start thinking about all your sexuality and stuff when you were in middle school because you were doing like kissing people on stage. And
yeah,
stuff.
It was awful. I was not ready at all for it. I was like, oh gosh, I don't want to deal with this. I'm really just happy. Like, it was my first year in school. I wasn't even like very familiar with how friendships worked yet, let alone like dating somebody.
I continue to be unsure of both of those things.
No, for fair. I just like, but like, I'm more confident with how I can handle friendship currently in my life. Relationships, I'm still figuring out, definitely. But it was crazy that I get to high school or middle school, and I'm like, all right, I need to learn how to be friends. And it was like day four, and someone's like, I hear this girl kind of likes you. And I was like, wait, go back. What?
Yeah, that's impossible. You were not that cute.
No.
Sorry. That was mean. People, but it was funny.
No, it's so here's my theory, right? That is my genuine belief. I don't think I'm very attractive at all, but I've had a lot of luck with getting, unluck girls. For me. But actually, yes, a lot of people have liked me in my lifetime. That is so weird to me.
It's weird to me too. We got to talk about this. Okay, not this episode, but we do have to talk about this. I do want to talk about like the people that have liked you in the past and how you dealt with it then, and then how you look at it now and you're like, oh, it's because I'm asexual. Because I have so many stories of like, oh, it's because I'm asexual.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, we got to do that. I really want to do that.
Episode whatever number we're at now.
Next. We'll do
episode next. All right, what's next? What else you got today on today's agenda?
Okay, so trying to be more clear on like, what is asexuality? How is it different than just people?
Gotcha.
Because that's why I started with the whole Haagen-Dazs thing, as you might recall. Do you remember I said that I was attracted to ice cream in a sexual way?
Yeah, I do remember that part.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
That did happen. I was talking to our mutual friend Kyle, I think about the podcast and stuff, and he said, oh yeah, because he was actually the first person I ever floated the idea of me being demisexual to, and he actually told me, it's my only coming out story really, if that is a thing for asexual people, like, which I think it is. We have to talk about that too. That's another episode, but that's a little dicey. Anyway, the point is I kind of floated this idea and he said, no, you're not. because I'd had sex before and stuff like that. Yeah, so it was like
that's
a thing.
Definitely a misconception. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so it was like kind of a thing. And then, I talked about how we were doing this podcast and that I knew that he didn't necessarily think that that was a sexuality, but it is. And then he said, no, I think it is. And in fact, he says, I am demisexual too. And I was like, really? Is that how you think about yourself? And he said, yes. He said, I also wouldn't have sex with somebody unless I got to know them very well. Of course, there's the physical attraction sometimes, but, you know, I wouldn't act on it. And then I was like, oh, okay. Because that's still not demisexuality, although it's okay. But like literally what makes it asexuality or demisexuality is that attraction isn't there. Like, so like no salt or anything, like, well, no problem, dude. I think you can make the choices you want to make, but what he's describing is a choice of how he wants to conduct his sexual and his romantic relationships, which is fine, but it is not actually indicative of the sexuality itself or the orientation itself, which is in fact defined by the fact that doesn't exist.
I think so. It's depending on if you make sure you understood him correctly. I'm not.
Yeah, it's possible
that
I was wrong, but.
I just feel like there's a caveat I want to kind of add here. Like for example, I do feel, I would use the word, I guess physical attraction is the best word to describe what I sometimes feel, but I think the difference, at least how I describe the difference, and this is how I define physical attraction versus like a sexual attraction. I experience zero sexual attraction to a person. None at all. Zero. When I refer to physical attraction, it's like me acknowledging, okay, she's pretty. You know what I mean? Like she's a very pretty person. So if he meant physical attraction is in what I define as sexual attraction, then yeah, obviously I wouldn't qualify him on that list. But I don't know if he meant, all I know is I heard those words and I wanted to clarify for any listeners who might be like, well, I define these words differently or whatever.
Well, that's the other thing too, is like, I'm not bringing this up specifically to be like, and let me put my friend Kyle on blast. Like,
yeah, Kyle, if you're listening to this, we think you don't know yourself very well.
Kyle.
You're not part of our group, so get out.
Yeah, Kyle, if you're listening to this, thank you for helping us with our logo.
thank you.
It's really nice of you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in a couple days. Anyway, Kyle, the point of me bringing that up was just like that there's a misconception about what asexuality is. And I think it is from the point of view of like, when you don't feel something or when you feel something, like it's hard to explain something that doesn't exist. You know, like the concept of like trying to describe colors to a blind person. It's like trying to describe to me for so long what sexual attraction was. I've assumed that I had felt it just because I didn't even know what it was. And now I'm older. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure that thing everyone's talking about, I don't have. And so it's also one thing that's hard for the other side to look at and understand what we're talking about when we're like, no, dude, I can say someone's attractive and I can want to spend time with them and I can even want to someday be married and like all these other things. But that doesn't mean that I feel sexual attraction because it's different. And I think it's so baked in to people in their lives that it's really hard for other people to imagine what that means when we talk about it not existing, you know?
No, for sure. I think there's a lot of people who just literally don't understand what that means. I know I once talked to a friend here at school. It was a group of people. I was talking to a couple friends and I was describing, I guess this kind of counts as a coming out story, though I didn't really think of it at the time. I was just telling them that I would describe myself as asexual because I'm not really, you know, sexually attracted to anybody, blah, blah, blah. And then one of my friends is like, oh, wow, that like totally describes me. Like, I don't, I can be interested in sex sometimes, but like, it's not until I know a person super well. I think you described it really well. And I was like, oh, cool, thanks. And then it was just interesting to hear someone else be like, I definitely do not fall in that group you're describing, Rhodes.
Right.
Are you sure that's even a thing? And so I had to have a conversation being like, yeah, no. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a thing. Because, like, I know that, I mean, you're describing how you just describe your interaction with female people and how you, like, interact with the world, kind of, is very different from how I do so. And I'm not saying you're wrong by any means. I just think it's different. And it's interesting to see.
Right, everyone has a different thing.
Yeah, for sure. It's just really, it's even odd. It's odd for me, and I'm sure it's odd for other people who are not asexual or demisexual to look at it and be like, wow, oh, they think of it differently. In the same way it's weird for me to look at them like, oh, they experience it differently. And so it's just kind of a thing to try to understand each other and better survive in the world.
Yep, I agree.
Smiley face.
What face?
Smiley face.
Oh, I thought you said wily face, like you were being sneaky.
Yeah. Wily face.
What does the wily face look like? Is that the one that's like kind of got eyebrows raised, but both of its eyes open and it's got like a little sly smile? Is that that one?
Yes. The wily face? And it's a coyote. What are you talking about? What are you talking about here?
What?
What are we talking about? We're off topic.
Well, I think that was my topic. My topic was, what is the difference between being sexually attracted to somebody and sexually attracted? That was kind of my thought of what this whole episode could be about. So, yeah, I have like a list of things that are like topics for the episode. And yet, here you come in at the top of the episode. Hey, I'm your host, Rhodes. I didn't do any work. I don't edit the podcast. I don't come up with the topics. I just shit talk. Well, you don't shit talk things, but
I literally just show up, hit record, and then just start talking. And I'm like, guess what? I'm the host, y'all. I'm the important one.
Hey, guys, I'm Rhodes. I know what's up.
I'm funny because I steal other people's jokes.
Exactly. Like, what? Where do you get off, man?
Right about here. Bye. Click.
That would be a good ending, though. That would be a pretty good ending.
Okay, here's the thing with that, though, is that we're only 28 minutes in, and probably less than that.
Ouch.
So we could do a 28-minute episode if we wanted to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. What else do we have to talk about this? Do we have anything else to say that's about the difference between... Because that's really what I want to talk about this one. Because, yeah, I think that's important for people. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I just fidget.
Okay. It sounded like you were... Yeah, it sounded like you had a Velcro beard and you're scratching your chin and thinking. And you're just like, into the microphone, let me think about this really hard. Scratch, scratch,
scratch. We should leave that in then.
Great.
Every time I want to be thoughtful, I'll just be like.
What do you have at your desk that's made of Velcro? You're in college.
I have a.
Better not be a wallet.
It's not a wallet. My headphones set. The auxiliary cable that connects to my headphones has a Velcro strap to keep it.
You don't have a Velcro wallet, right?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, you did for at least a while.
Yeah, when I was in middle school.
Okay.
I switched out of that in high school, no doubt.
I never had a Velcro wallet because I've never been a fucking idiot. So.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're sorry, a girl. You don't have wallets.
I mean, I did have a wallet. Yeah.
You have a purse. Come on.
No, I had a wallet. I did not want a purse. I still think purses are kind of ridiculous. I held out a very long time before I got a purse.
Okay, so a quick thing on that, though.
Hmm.
Just saying, though, I don't think they sell women's wallets that have Velcro.
Oh, that could be true. I don't know.
So, like, you'd be like, ha, 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 I never did that because I'm not a dummy. It's like, yeah, okay, but you didn't have the option either.
I said fucking idiot. I think, let's not misquote me.
All right, I
was extremely harsh. I went really far into anger for some reason. So let's make sure that we remember.
Yes, that's true. But yet you still speak better at your worst than Donald Trump speaks at his best.
Oh, Jesus. I mostly have not been paying any attention to politics lately, which I understand is a privilege for me, but God, it's nice. Sorry.
It's really nice.
I'm sorry.
It's very nice.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm really sorry to the whole world.
To a degree, though, there's not a lot you can do right now.
Well, let's not talk about it because it makes me feel awful.
I agree.
Can we just not do that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's just avoid the issue.
Yeah, that's helpful. That solves problems.
It does solve problems.
Right. Okay. So, I think I was making a point before you started scratching your Velcro beard.
Yes.
And my point was that not only is it helpful to delineate the difference between like a physical attraction and a sexual attraction and like what that is, like what sexual attraction is to perhaps straight people who are not familiar with the concept of asexuality, but also to people like you were talking about, like your friend who haven't even thought that much about it. Like, I think drawing that line and being like, this is what it is. And then you can look at yourself and say, oh, I don't have that thing. I don't experience that. Can be really helpful and for people. So
yeah, for sure. I mean, I know my entire life, I just assumed I was straight because that's kind of like what everyone assumes is the default.
Yeah.
But by putting things out there, more people can consider, am I the default? And if you are, that's great. But
also, it's I don't think that there's such a thing as a default, but whatever.
But in culture, everyone's yes. gonna, most people will assume by default they're straight in our current culture. But it's by putting this out there,
heteronormativity.
Yes, exactly. And by us putting things out in culture, they'll be forced to confront that heteronormative, and it'll be helpful.
Good word. Good word. Yeah. I think I did it bad too, though. So I'm not going to give you too hard a time.
Heteronormativity.
Heteronormativity and relativity.
Heterodepravity.
Yes, for real though. Heteronormative. I've only spelled it out and stuff. God, pronouncing it's hard. Heteronormativity. Is that? I feel like that has too many syllables.
Just say it really fast. Heteronormativity.
You definitely added a syllable or two.
Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter. It sounds fine. If you say it fast, it doesn't matter. Heteronormativity. Yeah.
Oh, I think sounds I got better. It. No, I think I got it that time.
I think it just sounds like you got it because you said it fast.
I had a friend in high school.
You had a friend?
I had,
whoa.
Well, I know. I had whoa. Two, actually.
Two?
I know. Wow. Because my one friend, William, is not the person in the story right now. I'm talking about another friend of mine from high school. And she was kind of like my first girlfriend. Like, I mostly had hung out with this guy, William, for most of my high school career. And so then I finally ended up, my senior year, started hanging out with this girl. And doing like girly stuff. And that was pretty fun because I'd never done that kind of hanging out, but it did feature some like, she asked me once, are you an arms person or a butt person? I think was the question. And I was like, excuse me. And she was like, are you more into guys' arms or their butts? Everyone's one of the two, which I assume is like an ass or tits thing, but with arms. And I was like, oh, I mean, I like faces. And she was like, oh, you just don't want to tell me yet. And I was like, no, I mean, I like if someone has like a nice face and like good eyes and nice hair and like they're a nice person and they're like good to talk to. And like, I like their face after that is good. And she was just like, okay, so you're probably into butts. And I was just like, I don't understand how we could possibly look at a person and decide, oh, I like your butt. Also, I don't understand butts. I really don't understand butts.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't, like, yeah, I don't, it's confusing.
How is a butt ever attractive? It's one of the least attractive parts of a person's body.
Let me think if there's a worse one.
Feet, knees.
Maybe toes. Yeah, feet.
But
maybe,
butts.
Maybe elbows if they're done wrong.
But I think you could also do them right. Whereas I don't know what the right way to do a butt is. Like, if you just took a naked butt. When does that ever look good? It's just like this floppy little
piece of shit. Like, it's terrible.
Shit comes out of it and it's just kind of floppy and it's there.
It's
and
just
like
terrible. It's just terrible.
It's just what you sit on. Like,
I could maybe understand, and I don't necessarily relate to this, but I could maybe understand it if it's clothed. Like, maybe?
Everything's better when it's clothed, right?
Yeah, I don't really think there's an exception to that. I mean, I guess faces.
Faces are good to see.
Faces are good to look at. Like, they're nice. They're, like, a lot of times symmetrical. Sometimes. They have cool colors. but not completely. You know, like, some people have fairly unsymmetrical faces, but some people have very symmetrical faces, and that's part of what makes them look nice. And, like, I wouldn't want to cover that, personally. But everything else, hide that shit from me. Like, ugh.
It looks better when it's got clothes on it. The point of clothes is to make you look better. Why would it be also, better to have less clothes?
Well, I mean, that's not the point of clothes, but it's a very good side effect.
I think it's one of the points of clothes. Like, it's to hide nowadays, the stuff that you don't, like, you know, people don't have to see your belly if you've got a shirt over it. And, like, people don't have to see your weird birthmarks.
That's probably true. I think originally it's probably for things like, you know, warmth and safety and all that kind of stuff. But nowadays that, like, fashion is a real thing, I think it's definitely transitioned a bit into...
Right, and you paid how much money for your clothes because you wanted a good fashion. Why are you taking them off? Put your clothes on. I don't understand, man.
Like, yeah, no, I mean, unless they're causing you a problem, which very rarely can I imagine that being a thing. Like, if you're literally at the moment of trying to have sex, obviously you might need to take them off.
You but don't,
for the most
though.
Part.
I mean, you don't.
How do you
pee? Do you take your pants off every time you go pee?
Yeah, completely.
That's not true.
No, of course it's not true.
Oh God, I was nervous for a second. My stomach just fell to the floor. You don't need to take your clothes off to have sex. You just have to have your penis out.
No, that's absolutely true, I guess. I mean, I guess I feel like with the way pants are and they have like zipper pieces, I feel like that'd be very uncomfortable for everybody.
I don't know. It could be. I just know that it's definitely possible.
It's possible. I just feel like there's probably some advantages in not having them on in terms of just, I feel like mobility might be one of them.
Again, what?
I don't
how
know.
Mobile do you have to fucking be? You just have to move your hips back and forth. Your pants aren't going to get in the way.
I have no idea. I gather from culture that people think there's an advantage. I'm not going to tell them they're wrong until
I think part of the
time.
Advantage is that people are attracted to nakedness, and I don't get it.
Maybe that could be generally part of it. I don't know.
I think it definitely is.
The most attractive thing I have seen in terms of a human body was definitely not a naked body. like I can say that
face.
With a billion percent certainty.
It's like someone's, you know, pretty, I mean? Eyes.
Oh yeah, well, not even counting that, because I was talking about body, and I don't, like, body sounds so sexualized to me in this culture. I even didn't even include faces when I said body that time, because like literally, like, of the things that have been attracted to me in any form that don't include faces, every single one of them on that list is going to be clothed, like, with basically without exception. Which is also very funny, and I don't want to get too much into like patriarchal society here real quick, but I do want to make a quick point about that whole like girls can't show their shoulders in school, and it's like, I'm sorry, to be fair, I'm just saying from my perspective, and maybe this is not true for other guys, but for me, I think, I'm not saying I would be, but of the two options, an unclothed female shoulder and a clothed female shoulder, I'm pretty darn sure a female shoulder that is clothed would be more attractive of
really?
The options. Yeah, probably.
Why?
Because I don't think, because bodies are weird and comfortably disgusting.
Right. I mean, but out of the things that are like look weird on a body, a shoulder's pretty normal.
No, I know. I agree.
It's just like where an arm is.
No, I agree. I'm saying, but again, I'm not saying they are attractive, but 9 times out of 10 on the average person, clothing should cover up the shoulder because the shoulder is generally unattractive. It's just all I'm saying. I'm pointing out a weirdness that I have in regards to that whole, you need to cover your shoulders in school.
I've never
girls.
Thought of shoulders as being particularly unattractive. Like, not that I thought of them
I
as
do.
Being particularly attractive either, but like, I've never thought, like, butts are straight up unattractive. Penises are unattractive. Like, you know.
No, yeah, I think shoulders aren't great. Like, they're not like as bad as penises or other things, but like, they're not great.
They're
just, they're like
just shoulders.
They're like weird blobs of flesh that move in a weird way. I don't get it.
Do shoulders freak you out? Like, what's your deal? What is going on with you?
It was literally just a comment on the stupidity of the patriarchal society we live in, but it turned into a different direction, apparently.
Apparently, you're very shoulder averse. Is there
I'm
a
very
word for
anti-shoulder.
Shoulder? Is there a word for shoulder phobia?
I think it's called shoulder phobia. I think you got it.
Got it in one.
First try.
No, oh, wait, damn it. That's the phobia of being touched. That's obviously not the same thing as shoulder phobia, Google. Come on.
Did you seriously Google shoulder phobia?
Yes, should I not have done
hold
that?
Hold on. I need to be part of this.
No, shoulder. It's haphiophobia, but then it's a phobia that involves fear of being touched. But that's not the same thing as being afraid of shoulders.
Let me see. Fear of shoulders. No, yeah, it's not specific. It's not specific.
God dang it. I put I'm afraid of shoulders, but I'm only getting I'm afraid of shoulder injuries, which I guess makes more sense, but... Oh,
I'm afraid of shoulders.
I'm afraid I just have really broad shoulders. I do have really broad shoulders, actually. I don't know why I'm coming out so pro-shoulders, because I don't really like my own shoulders. They're just too big.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would prefer your shoulders covered up any day because they are extremely unattractive for me to look at, Marina.
They're pretty bad.
They're awful. Like, I look at them and I'm just like, oh, God, I'm so glad she lives in Kansas right now, because I would not want to look at those shoulders. It's really bad. I'm glad you understand that and you relate.
Jesus. This has been a trying hour for me.
41 minutes.
Well, I guess longer. I came from therapy. I came here. Therapy was like the opposite of this.
Was therapy like, your shoulders are great? I love your shoulders.
My therapy is,
I want your shoulders. Can I rip your body apart and take your shoulders? Can I take your shoulders and put them on my body? I want your shoulders. I want to take your skin and have your shoulders forever. Was that your therapy session?
No. Okay. A recent thing for me is men talking about using my body, and it's freaking me out a little bit, so maybe let's not.
Sorry.
That's okay.
It's kind of not.
No, I mean, I certainly do feel the same way when you said your joke thing, as I have when people in real life who I don't know very well are saying things. What is up with men? What is up with men? I'm not a man-hating feminist, but I am a feminist, and sometimes I'm like, but what's up with men?
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely.
But like, what's up, man?
I have had many conversations about this concept with a couple of female people in my life, but particularly with my girlfriend. And I was asking a question about like why culturally certain things girls are allowed to say that guys are not allowed to say. And she gave me an answer, which was, your gender has already spoken for you. And I couldn't even argue. Like, I was like, oh yes, touché.
Wait, what? Yeah,
it's absolutely true.
Can I hear like the example of what you were talking about?
Like, culturally, I think it's acceptable within a relationship, I think, for a girl. And I'm not saying I would do this or recommend people to do this, but I think it is. I've gathered it's culturally acceptable for a girl to say something like, I like your butt. And if a guy says that, it's not okay. And to be fair, honestly, I don't even mind. Also, as asexual, it's easier for me to say. But like, yeah, my gender's kind of made that horrifying when speaking to women. Like,
I mean, if you're talking to someone you don't know, it's creepy if you say it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's terrible. It. No, except, yeah, and I wasn't saying that at all. It's completely unacceptable for any gender to say it to any gender under any circumstances.
I don't think it's not okay for your boyfriend to tell his girlfriend that he likes her butt.
I think culturally it's been said it's not. That's just my gathering from culture. I could be wrong, but I gathered that I could not be a better
boyfriend.
What do you mean?
I mean, maybe you should tell your girlfriend that you like her butt sometime. Well, no, you shouldn't, because you're asexual and you don't really care about her butt, and she gets it.
No, that's, I'm just saying that I've gathered from culture that if I wanted to say that, it would not be okay for me to say that.
No, I think it would be fine.
I don't think it would be. Yes, I really
don't.
Guys,
if you two are in like a loving relationship with each other, then yes, it's cool.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think it's okay in reality, but culturally it's not accepted is what I'm trying to argue.
I don't know what you're saying the difference is.
So like currently in current society, it is not okay for a guy to tell that to a girl,
but it is okay.
Like a nice relationship. It is okay. But culturally people don't accept, like people would hard feather you, not like extremely, but like, oh, you're terrible if you do that. Like people say that. And I think it's interesting, but I kind of understand why people feel that way. I'm not saying it's right, but I definitely understand where they're coming from. Cause it's like, yeah, cause guys find a way to make that unbelievably creepy. So like, I understand. I don't really,
but it's not creepy if you're dating the person.
No, absolutely not. But there's kind of an association with guys talking in that way. And obviously, if you're in a relationship, you can kind of overlook that, because it's obviously not what's being implied in that moment. But I understand why people could feel uncomfortable just with those words because of how they've associated them in the past. Like, I wouldn't feel like it was if I said to my girlfriend, hey, I like your butt, and she was like, oh, that makes me uncomfortable because of other experiences I've had with that, I wouldn't be like, that's weird. I'm like, oh yeah, totally. Don't even, right. Like, that makes sense. And I'm not saying, like, that's all I'm saying is, like, I understand why I'm not allowed to say that, basically, in some circumstances, not all, but in some circumstances, because of basically, quote unquote, my gender has spoken for me, which is depressing, but kind of a reality I face. But I have a ton of other privileges as a male in this culture, so I'm not going to complain too much.
Yeah, you shouldn't complain.
There are some things that I'm okay with complaining about.
I disagree with what you're talking about, but also if you were saying, like, you know what, but I'm not going to complain because I have other privileges, then I start getting like, oh, bud, you have nothing to complain about.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I'm aware of that. And so that's why I'm like, I'm not going to complain.
All right. Like, good. Don't.
I don't stop. Want to because
stop.
I'm aware.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
Why?
Stop.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I love you.
Aww.
Fine, don't say it back. Like, whatever.
Yeah, you picked up, which wasn't hard to pick up on. I love you too, you know that, Marina. I love you too very much. I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
I'm looking forward to seeing you too. You didn't have to say it back. Now I feel weird. I don't know why I said that. It was mostly as a joke, but then you made it sincere.
No, I know, but it was a joke. I know it was a joke, but I still like want to say it.
Okay, as long as you know that I said it as a joke.
I do know it was a joke. I did not say it back as a joke.
But I only said it as a joke.
Oh, I love you was a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, I was doing that too. Totally. Definitely joking on that. What are you talking about?
Perfect. Perfect.
I too was joking. Were you? Yeah. Of course I was.
Oh, so anyway, sex is weird, right? And I'm not into butts or arms exclusively, although arms can be nice, I suppose.
I don't understand it. I had a person ask me that once on that note. You mentioned in the context of arms and ass. I've had people ask me, are you a tits or ass man? And that always throws me for a loop.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'd say the same thing. I'm like, faces? Like, sometimes hair? Mm-hmm. Eyes?
I like
smiles.
Faces and hair and eyes and smiles. Yes, I like all
those
really
things. I'm really into smiles. Smiles when somebody laughs, that's what makes me be like, aw, mm-hmm. You're adorable. Like, that's what gets me. Mm-hmm. Not like, man, that looks hot. Like, that does not happen very often.
Right. And see, this is the thing, too. I also realized with, like, the actors and stuff that I would, like, get what is essentially a crush on, I guess, but it would only ever happen once I was into them. Like once I had gotten into some show or their work or something. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's a really good actor. And then it would turn into, oh, also in real life, like they seem really nice. And then I would be like, mm-hmm. Oh, now I sort of have like a crush on this person and I'm interested in
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Only
yeah.
after like these other steps happened. It would never be like and even that, I would not look at somebody that I was like, oh, I'm a big fan and be like, and also if they came here and said, fuck me, then I would. Like never. No.
Yeah. Now that mind blows my mind.
But absolutely not. If it was somebody that was just some guy, like if Brad Pitt, who I've never been terribly interested in, like, and, but is widely regarded to be attractive, like, no.
No, thank
good.
You, please.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I feel the same. If Brad Pitt came to me, I would not fuck him.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. But then, like, if my favorite actors, who I think are lovely, came and were like, want to have sex with me, I would still have to be like, nah. Probably not, no.
Want to get dinner and talk about, like,
yes,
awesome,
exactly.
Fun
like,
stuff.
I would really love to talk about the work you've done. Yeah. I'd really love to talk about the stuff that you do.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I also don't, just as a side note, I don't know if this is just an odd thing about me. I don't think I've ever had what you would describe as you have described it, as like a celebrity crush. Like I've never been like, oh, that female person, dope. I'm super into that person in like a, even in a, like a, in a face way or a, wow, you're such a nice person way. I've never even had that. I don't know why. So like I went, like people have asked me, who's your celebrity crush? And I'm like,
I think you can just say Chris Pratt.
I think everyone's allowed to say that at this point. Mm-hmm. I think that was my answer once.
It's a good answer.
It's a very good answer. I think one time I said my girlfriend because she's a celebrity to me and I got punched in
that's,
the face.
Yeah, that's really gross. Don't ever say yeah. that.
It was really gross. I mean, I intended for it to be terrible and gross and
awful.
That was
really bad. Yeah, yeah, just say one of the Chris's. Everyone's allowed to say one of the Chris's and it's fine.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's our message today for our podcast.
Yeah,
just
definitely.
Say one of the Chris's.
One of the Chris's is okay.
That's everything we talked about summed up.
And if you're a teenage girl in a Christian community, you're also allowed to say you have a crush on Jesus. And he is a Christ.
We have to stop recording because I need to.
All right. This has been Every 6 Sec. It's a relationship podcast that we don't know anything about.
Bye. Oh, God. That was so gross.
No, you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say. Okay. This
are
is
we supposed
the
to
end.
Say goodbye?
Yeah, this is the end of
goodbye.
The podcast.
I said goodbye, and then I made vomit noises.
It's true, but you didn't let me finish my part of the... Out of the podcast now. Stop. Go away. Bye.